Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your host, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Wendell Niles, and a very warm welcome to you, ladies and gentlemen, as you join us on another National Guard show. This week, the National Guard, our great citizen army, presents Janet Blair in The Bells of St. Angelo. Now, Act One curtain. The little Spanish Moroccan export town of St. Angelo is famous for only one thing, the bells of the Mission St. Angelo. It was there at the Mission one beautiful summer day that Father Sebastian welcomed a very dear friend.
My child, I cannot tell you how glad I am to see you.
You have missed me, Father?
Yes, my child.
And did you receive my letter from England?
I did, Marie.
And now I am back in San Angelo. And I have a job.
Well, that's fine. That's very good.
And I have other news for you. I'm going to be married.
No. Well, who is the fortunate young man?
My boss. I'm marrying my boss. His name is Gerald Edwards. He's an American, and he has an export firm here in San Angelo.
How nice. And how lucky for him that he can know what sunshine is.
Oh, I'm the lucky one, Father.
Yes, you would say that, my dear. But why haven't you brought this young man up for me to see and talk to?
I'm going to do that, Father, at the very first opportunity. He's been so very busy. We want to be married here in the Mission.
That makes me very happy indeed.
You will like him, Father.
I'm sure I will.
Oh, dear, I didn't realize it was so late. I must be getting back to town.
Oh, why, of course. Well, my child, soon you will have a husband to take care of, and then the little ones. But don't forget us here at the Mission. And remember, if you are ever in need, we love you too.
Thank you, Father Sebastian.
Whose idea was this to ride up the coast tonight?
Mine. Like it?
Uh-uh. You're the moon, too?
No, but I had a suspicion it would tag along. Oh, Jerry, I went up to see Father Sebastian at the Mission today. He said he'd be so proud to marry us.
Oh, that's fine. You happy?
Perfectly.
You never did tell me how you happened to pick me.
That's simple. I fell in love with you. I wanted you.
You don't know anything about me.
I know everything about you. Everything I want to know. Oh, I imagine there have been many other girls with you, haven't there, Jerry?
Yes.
Don't tell me. Because now it doesn't matter. There will be only one, and that is me. And only two, and that is the two of us.
You trust me, don't you?
Of course, darling.
I hope I can be everything that you think of me.
You don't have to hope, my darling. You already are. But don't you think we should be turning back to town now?
Yes, my sweet.
There's so much work at the office, and we must get finished so that we'll have time to pick out my wedding dress. Remember, you promised?
Yes, yes, and it's going to be the most beautiful wedding dress in all San Angelo.
Ready to go, darling?
Just a minute, honey.
But if we don't hurry, the shops will be all closed. Hello? Yes. Yes, will you hold on, please? Darling, there's a long-distance call from Lisbon.
From Lisbon?
Uh-huh. Please don't talk long now, will you?
No. I'll take it in here. Hello?
Hello, Jerry. This is Stearns. I have that call from Johannesburg.
Oh, yes? I'm sorry, Stearns, I can't use
it. Now, wait a minute, Jerry. We went to a lot of trouble to arrange to have that call shipped up. It's too late for you to back out now.
That's what you think. I'm already out, right now.
Listen, Jerry. We made too many preparations to obtain this call. It's very special stuff. You know what? We even planned that you might not want to handle it.
Oh, you did, eh?
Yeah. By the way, how's that charming secretary of yours there in San Angelo? Marie.
Leave Marie out of this.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, Jerry. Wouldn't want something to happen to her, would you?
All right, Stearns. What's the story? When will the Carl arrive?
It'll be shipped on Transworld Airlines Flight 37 from Johannesburg tomorrow. Arrive in San Angelo at 9:30 your time. You ship from there to me here in Lisbon. You got that?
Yes.
Should be quite a market for that, Carl, Jerry. Yeah. You'd be glad I talked you into this. Goodbye, Jerry.
Well, you've been so long. Well, what is it, darling?
No, nothing, nothing at all.
Jerry, what's wrong?
Nothing, I tell you. Just a dealer in Lisbon wanted confirmation on some Carl I'm handling for him.
Oh. Well, can we go now?
Go.
To get my go. Wedding dress, silly.
Oh, yes, yes. Let's go. Let's get out of here. I've got to think.
Oh, Jerry, something has happened. What is it, Jerry? What is it?
Curtain falls on Act One of The Bells of St. Angelo, starring Janet Blair. Act Two in just a moment, but first, this message from Wendell Niles for your National Guard.
Did you know that the National Guard is part of our country's first line of defense? That if we were to be attacked, the National Guard would be mobilized for your protection in a matter of hours? Just as they have come to your aid in time of fire and flood, blizzard and hurricane, the men of the new National Guard are ready to serve you in time of national emergency. There are 25 infantry divisions, 2 armored divisions, 20 regimental combat teams, 7 armored cavalry regiments, and more than 500 anti-aircraft artillery units among the army troops of the National Guard. The Air National Guard has 72 fighter and 12 light bombardment squadrons, some of them equipped with jet-propelled planes, supported by a radar net of aircraft control and warning groups. The National Guard in your community is a part of this mighty force for freedom. Visit it. Get to know its men. Support them in every way you can. For your support of the National Guard will assure you and your country of continued security. Now back to our show and our host, C.P. McGregor.
Act Two of The Bells of St. Angelo, starring Janet Blair as Marie Evans. It is the following morning. Jerry has had time to think and has made his decision. He has packed most all of his belongings and looks up as Marie enters the office.
Jerry, what's happening here? Where are you going?
I've got to make a little trip, darling.
But you're packing up everything. Why?
I may be gone for a while.
I'm coming with you.
You can't.
You're in trouble.
I'm not in trouble. That's ridiculous.
You are in trouble, and you should tell me so that I can help you.
Now listen, sugar. Did I ever lie to you?
No.
All right. Now I have to take a little trip, and don't ask me why.
You'll be back.
Of course I'll be back.
I'll go to the airport with you.
If you'd like.
Want pardon? Monsieur Gerald Edwards?
Yes?
Daunier, Prefect of Police. You are under technical arrest.
Oh, Jerry.
Arrest? On what grounds?
On the deliberate attempt to violate custom and duty tax. You're expecting a shipment of coal from Johannesburg today, is that not right?
Will you tell me? You know all the answers.
All right, I'll tell you. The shipment of coal is expected and it will arrive here tonight at 9:30 by Transworld Airline. Only it is not coal. It is $100,000 of uncut diamonds. Customs here at San Angelo has been notably lax in the past. You are to ship it as coral to Lisbon.
Go on, go on. Your story sounds very interesting.
In Lisbon, your confederate Stearns has made arrangement to accept it as coral, of course. Needless to say, we have picked up Stearns. We have additional evidence on him. You now, that is different. You have had a very good record until this.
You can't arrest me. You haven't any evidence.
I'm afraid you underestimate us, Monsieur Edwards. We have confirmation from Johannesburg that the shipment of coral, that is diamonds, was addressed to you. It is aboard the plane. The plane is en route here now.
Well, where do we go from here?
To the airport. Would you not care to come along?
What can I say?
Oh, Jerry, Jerry.
Who is this woman?
She's my secretary.
I think she should come along, too.
Now, wait a minute. Aren't you stretching that technical arrest a little too far?
Well, so long as she's available at all times.
Oh, Jerry.
Come along, Miss Edwards, if you please.
Thank you.
Father Sebastian.
Yes, my child. What is wrong?
Father Sebastian, Jerry, my Jerry, he is in trouble. Serious trouble.
Come, my child. We will go pray for him.
To come to you. I wanted to be with you.
Oh, my darling.
Now, where is that sergeant?
Pardon, Monsieur le Prefect.
Yes, yes.
The Flight 37, Transworld Airline, they have encountered very serious weather.
Yes, yes.
But they were able to survive it.
Well, idiot, when will the plane be in?
Oh, the plane has been in for 10 minutes.
Why wasn't I informed of it? What's going on here?
Well, Monsieur le Prefect, there was considerable commotion when the plane landed. It seems that in order to get through the weather, it was necessary to throw out the entire plane load of freight.
No.
Yes, the plane arrived empty, and the Minister of Health was very concerned. 30 dozen diapers badly needed were lost.
Diapers? He's worrying about diapers.
Well, Monsieur Dunier, what do you say now?
Well, what can I say? 1,000 pardons, Monsieur Edwards.
Apology accepted. Come along, my sweet.
Do you feel the night air?
Yes.
Oh, it feels good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It feels fresh and clean and new. It always feels that way. And look up there. The moon is out.
Almost on cue.
Oh, yes. Minutes ago, there was darkness, and things refused to take shape. And the course of living was so uncertain and in the shadows. And now the moon is out. We can see each other. Again, there are two of us. Only really, it is all one.
Yes?
Yes. Listen. Listen. Do you hear them, darling? The bells of San Angelo.
Yes, my sweet.
I want us to go there, to the mission, tomorrow. I want you to feel what I feel. And soon...
curtain falls in the final act, The Bells of San Angelo. Thank you, Janet, for lending your very able talents to the National Guard show. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, our citizen army, the National Guard, will bring you Robert Young. Until then, thanks for listening. This is C.P. McGregor saying cheerio from Hollywood.
Courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars in this program. This program is transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer, who will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.